under Northern Ireland, 20 to 25 with rain in the far north. Charles.
Chris Fox. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 24th of June. The general synopsis at midnight: low Iberia, 1010, expected Fitzroy with little change by midnight tonight. High Shannon, 1021, expected 40s, 1022 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. North Atsira, southerly, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. South Atsira, variable, 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly, 4 to 6. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then southeast, 3 or 4 in Tyne. Fog patches, later, good, occasionally very poor, later. Fisher, German Bight. South or southwest, 3 or 4, veering north or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Humber, variable, 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast, 3 or 4. Fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northeast, 4 or 5. Fair, good. Plymouth, east, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Fair, good. Biscay, Fitzroy. East or northeast at first in Biscay, otherwise cyclonic, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Seoul, northeast, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet. East or northeast, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Irish Sea, north or northwest, 3 to 5, veering east or northeast, 3 or 4. Fog patches at first, showers later, good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, variable, 2 to 4, becoming northeast, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southwesterly 4 or 5, but variable 4 or less in Malin and later also in southeast Rockall. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, southwest 5 or 6, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in Fair Isle, showers, good. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwesterly 5 or 6. Drizzle, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 24th of June. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west, 2, 7 miles, 1019, now falling. Stornoway, southwest, 3, 24 miles, 1,017, now falling. Lerwick, west-southwest, 5, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south, 3, 22 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Bridlington, north-northwest, 4, 1,016, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 2, 5 miles, 1,016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by north, 3, 2 miles, 1,015. Jersey, north by west, 2, mist, 3 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north, 3, 1,016. Scilly Automatic, north by east, 3, mist, 3 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Valentia, south-southeast, 1, fog, 200 metres, 1,019, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north, 1, 13 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Malin Head, west-southwest, 2, 7 miles, 1,020, now rising. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 24th of June. The general situation, high pressure maintains light to moderate winds, however fog patches will develop in the North Sea later in the evening and into tomorrow. Then low pressure will move northeast into the Celtic Sea tomorrow with strong winds and thundery showers developing in the southwest. Further thundery showers are expected across coastal waters later tomorrow and into Friday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north. Showers in north, fog patches later, good, occasionally poor at first in north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, mainly west at first and south-east later, 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest, veering northeast, then southeast later, 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest, veering east or southeast, 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northeasterly, 3 to 5. Drizzle and fog patches later in north, good, occasionally very poor later in north. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northeasterly, 4 or 5. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less, then east or northeast, 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then east, 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, 4 or less, becoming northeast, 3 to 5, veering east, 4 to 6 later. Showers later, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, mainly north, 2 to 4, becoming northeast, 3 or 4 later. Showers later, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest, veering east or northeast, 2 to 4. Showers later, good. Isle of Man, northerly, 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast later. Fog patches at first, then fair. Good, occasionally very poor at first. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. North or northwest, becoming variable, then north or northeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Quintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly, becoming variable, then northerly, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Quintyre to Ardmurchan Point. West or southwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardmurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. And finally, Shetland Isles. Southwest, 4 or 5, showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin and brings the time to 5:43. Time now for prayer for the day with Brian Kerr of Kilmacone Church in Inverclyde.
Good morning. Well, later today, Scotland play Brazil, and up and down the country, people will gather in living rooms and pubs and gardens to watch. They'll wear the same colours, they'll hold their breath at the same moments, they'll trust against most of the available evidence that this might just be the day. There's something interesting about that. Football fans trust every week. They trust the manager, they trust the team, they trust, often without much reason, that the game will give them something worth the wait. And occasionally, even in Scotland, it does. But the trust that matters in a life is usually quieter and more private than that. It doesn't have a crowd around it. There's no stadium for the parent waiting up for a teenager. No singing for the person walking back into work after a hard diagnosis. No banners for the two people who said yes years ago. I don't know exactly who you'll be in 30 years, but I'll find out with you because I love you. That's where the real trust lives. In the small, leaning back, trusting that someone will be there to catch you. The places often where nobody's even watching. For Christians, trusting Jesus is meant to work like that too. Not the loud trust where we're certain of the outcome, not the absence of doubt. Faith and doubt aren't opposites. Whatever we've sometimes been told, they travel together. A trust that has no room for questions isn't really trust, it's just a closed door. What faith offers on the days when life doesn't seem like it'll hold is the company of others who've leaned back and learned to trust before us. The quiet sense that we're not the first to be afraid, and the slow discovery again and again that something steadier